Welcome to You Speak Sound, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the last Sunday of each month from 2 to 3 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Today's hosts are me, Justice,
Kane Holsey,
and Aniki,
and Royal Barton.
We all attend Laytonville High School. Today, our topic is homework. Educational reinforcement, or house arrest. Most of the classes we take in high school require homework, often on a daily basis. Some students take a study class, where it is possible to complete some of the assignments while still at school. But most students end up with an average of 2 hours of homework each evening. Robert Mazzaro, a leading educator, wrote, "Homework has been a perennial topic of debate in education, and attitudes towards it have been cynical. Throughout the first few decades of the 20th century, educators commonly believed that homework helped create disciplined minds. By 1940, growing concern that homework interfered with other home activities sparked a reaction against it. This trend was reversed in the late 1950s when the Soviets' launch of Sputnik led concern to the U.S. education, to the fact that U.S. education lacked rigor. Students or schools viewed more rigorous homework as a partial solution to the problem. By 1980, the trend had reversed again, with some learning theorists claiming that homework should be detrimental to students' mental health. Since then, impassioned arguments for and against homework have continued to proliferate. Some of the student body find homework a fascinating way to spend each evening. A few may have trouble figuring out what to do if the work was not required, but the majority of students could easily find alternatives to doing 50 algebra problems or completing grammar exercises. Students do not correct homework. Some teachers do not correct homework. Completion of the assignment is all that is required. If students do not have the home environment conductive to completing homework, teachers are putting those students at a disadvantage. Most 8-hour day jobs not require employees to take work home with them. Students spend 8 hours a day at school and are expected to spend additional time after school doing work. Some respond that homework teaches responsibility. Some students who are turning in late work at the beginning of the semester are the same ones that are turning in late work at the end of the semester. Many students will argue that homework is necessary because students need to practice the skills that they are taught that day, or they need to commit to memory the facts that they learned on any given day. The irony is that students will readily admit that they rarely think about the skills or facts that they were supposed to practice. They know how to play the homework worksheet game that is sent home with them after school. In research from Stanford University, many countries with the highest scoring students on achievement tests, such as Japan, Denmark, and the Czech Republic, have teachers who assign little homework. Meanwhile, countries such as Greece, Thailand, and Iran, where students have some of the worst average scores, have teachers who assign lots of homework. American students do as much homework as their peers in other countries, if not more, but still manage only to score around the international average. Among educators, the biggest controversy over homework involves primary and middle school students. Many argue that there should be no homework at all for students before high school. Many of these educators state that homework should only be assigned in high school if it involves special projects, not busy work or recapping the day's instruction. Since we all had homework in primary school, which was mainly busy work, our attitudes are influenced by that experience. Many parents express concern over how frustrated their children are when trying to finish homework. This is frequently disruptive to the family, leading to arguments and even abusive situations. Especially in high school, many parents are not capable of answering questions that the children may have about their homework. This is why schoolwork is best done at school when the teacher is there to help with the assignments. The argument can be made that evenings for family activities, sharing mutual experiences and entertainment, the evenings could be a time to learn practical skills from parents, the grandparents, or by attending community activities. If education in the classroom was more efficient, there would be no push for homework as a reinforcement. One of the problems is that the teacher must not let the slowest learners get too far behind. We're going to discuss today's topic, homework, educational reinforcement, or house arrest, for 20 minutes. Then we'll open the phone lines for your questions, comments, and insight. The purpose of the show is to engage the community in listening to young people speak about what's happening in our lives. We believe that your input is equally important in creating a connection between the youth and adult population. We are at the Willits Studio, and our phone number will be 707-456-9991. So, Hanani, do you think homework is an important part of high school education, or is it too much?
Yes, I think homework is an important part of high school education, but I do not think homework should be a dominant part of a student's life, because I believe that there's time for everything, and there should be time after school for activities that you just enjoy doing, like for your hobbies and spending time with your family and just life in general. So I believe there should be homework, but not so much that the students are now able to focus on other activities. Roya, what do you think about it?
I personally have a very opposite opinion, thinking that homework is a very imposing aspect of a student's life, virtually making them a prisoner while at home as well as while at school, to having to do this work and taking away the time that they could be having a life with, or visiting with friends, or getting out all the social needs outside of school. Yeah.
Well, I think that, it does impose in your social life, but there's only some homework that is necessary. Some teachers recognize that there are times where homework is necessary, and you kind of have to make it's hard to do it, but make a balance between both of them, and I know it's hard. It's easy to say that, but I know it's, for a fact, it's almost impossible. It's
agreed.
Yeah, I believe that some people believe their assignments are too much for them, because, I know a few people who keep piling up their assignments. They don't, when you have your assignment for today, you do it, and then when you have for tomorrow, you do it, But some people just keep piling it up because they know that it's not due. Maybe it's not due tomorrow or next tomorrow, so they just leave it. And they keep piling it up, so they have a lot of homework to do at once, which is not really good. Like, for me, if I have assignments, once I get it, I just try to start doing something on it, because I know I need time for something else. And then I have something sometimes I write down what I have to do for the day. So I know that at this time I have to do this, at this time I have to do that. And sometimes I don't really write it down. I just keep it, in my head. So I know I have to do a little of my assignment now, because later I may not have time. And I know I want to spend time with my family. I want to go here. I want to do this and I want to do that. So I use the time I have wisely.
Yeah, I have the same feelings about that. But sometimes the teacher doesn't actually teach what the topic is, but they give you the homework as a means of making up for what they've missed in class. And that really interferes, because students are at home trying to learn this, out of the book, which isn't the clearest thing ever. And their parents, who may or may not have actually gotten past and had a high school education. I mean, as a fact, my father never did get his high school diploma. And he's there, and he always wants to help, but we both know that neither of us can get much of anywhere with Algebra 2.
Yeah, I found that there's usually that homework kind of imposes three major sort of side effects with it, due to the fact that homework is typically like a teacher's inability to teach all of the subject in class, and the fact that the kids have to learn this. They're given this as, okay, here's this, you have to go and learn it after school. Despite the fact that we're already there for 7 hours and 15 minutes a day, I find that things that happen with homework, some of the effects of a massive onslaught of homework clashing with a yearning for social fulfillment are procrastination, like Anani said. And socializing in class, which is damaging but thought necessary, because people can't see their closest friends outside the penitentiary that's their school. I'd also bring to attention that the people we're at school with every day, our friends and whatnot, we spend more time with them usually than we actually do with our actual family. Granted, that doesn't bring up the aspect that we're not home more of the time, because we are there sleeping for like 10 hours. But
and then there's the fact of having to do, what, an average of, they say two, but generally it goes to four more hours of homework.
Yeah.
Which is time you could be, which is time that could be spent spending time with your family.
Exactly.
And the hardest thing about doing homework at home is, well, not only will your, like, parents or something like that probably be listening to our own music or TV or whatever they have, but, like, I myself have a six-year-old brother who just loves to hang out with me and won't leave me alone and will be constantly distracting me during homework. And it's very difficult to do schoolwork at home because there's all these distractions, not just abilities to hang out with friends, just other types of distractions.
Yeah, it's like a inability to focus while you're at home doing things, because you're in a familiar environment, you know where everything is, but you're more comfortable there. You feel like you shouldn't have to be doing this.
Yeah, you feel as though this is a place of relaxation, and that sure, work should come at home, but not the kind of work that you leave home and spend 7 hours a day doing.
Yeah, it makes it so that despite the fact that you know you love being home more than at school, it makes it feel like when you're at home, it's subconsciously like a place to dread, because, oh, great, now I got to go home after school and I got to finish up all this homework and whatnot. And when you don't finish that homework, when you put it off or something so you can go hang out with your friends just for a little while, because you know it's not due till like next week or something like that, it's like it just keeps building up, like Nami said. And it leads to falling behind or losing any interest or motivation to keep your grades up and keep all your assignments and whatnot in, and just to keep on top of all this.
Yeah, I found the hardest thing about grades has always been homework. I mean, tests, I can do tests easily. I mean, I pass every test. But homework, it's just the small, like, five-point problems. And you, well, you know what I mean, but just like
the five-point assignments that end up having, like, 300 of them, so you, like,
yeah, mm-hmm. And you don't even realize, like oh, this
it
isn't
builds
worth
up.
Much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I'll go and check my grade, like, a couple days before the quarter's over, and then I'll learn I'm missing, like, 25 assignments or something like that. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, same here. Like, on the Casey, I got, like, the highest grade in the English Casey. I missed two problems, and I was furious at myself for those. But then it comes to homework, and that's what just totally kills my grade. I mean, all these assignments, and it's just I despise homework because I should not have to spend my entire, or the remainder of what I have of a life while I'm at home, or trying to clear my mind so that I can actually do well in school the next day and, like, focus. I spend that on doing homework.
Yeah, and some people think that homework should be used as a form of discipline. I agree with them to an extent, because if you are doing homework, like, it's just to teach you how to manage your time. That's the way I'm looking at it. So that's why I'm agreeing to an extent. It's like, it's teaching you how to manage your time wisely. Like, I have, if I have a study skills class in school, I can be able to do at least part of my assignment. And then I know that when I go home, I want to rest, or, you know, I'm the kind of person that likes to have my siesta. Any day I don't have my siesta, I don't know. But so I know I have to do decent amounts of work, and I have to be fast. I don't have to be talking to somebody when I'm supposed to be doing my assignments, because I know I don't have time when I go home. So I just want to rest when I go home and all of that. So I think it's also, like, I agree with them to an extent on that.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's just like with homework. I mean, homework is just like one of the 10 things I have to do every day after school. I mean, I have to do chores. I have a bunch of personal things that I see as really important, not to school or anything else, just important to me. And then just hanging back and just resting my mind after 8 hours of school.
Yeah, school, it literally fries your brain. Your brain is a muscle like everything else. You can't sit there the entire day and just work out without getting tired. You have to rest, or you won't be able to do it anymore. Same thing with school. You have to be able to have a little bit of time where you can just sit back and not do anything, not have to worry about anything or whatnot, but just let it go. Just let it be the thing that relaxes you.
Yeah, like for example, if somebody that's active after school, like you have sports, and then after sports, maybe you want to, you have to go somewhere for something, or you know, just many people have a lot of things to do after school, like chores or you know something.
Work.
Yeah. Oh yeah, people go to work, and there's just a lot of things you have to do, and you have to go to bed early so that you don't sleep in class, and I don't know, it's, yeah.
It's difficult with homework and all those other type, like part-time things like sports and stuff, but yeah, it's just like, I myself was on the football team, but due to homework and just not having enough time and completely, I mean, 110% burnout, I just wasn't ever able to do my homework, so I had to leave, like, football and things like that.
Had to keep your grades up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about when we thought of this topic, I was wondering if you're a teacher and you have the curriculum and you have to teach the students this amount of work for this session or for this school year, and you can't give them assignments, you can't stress them too much in class or something. I just wonder how... I was just thinking if any of you have any ideas on what teachers should do about that.
It's my personal opinion that if a teacher is skilled enough, like they actually are dedicated enough to it, they can teach what they have to in class. It's not like something where you have to focus the kid's entire life on doing one thing, because kids don't work like that. There's ADD, ADHD, all these attention problems.
Well, like
just, it doesn't work. Yeah.
But how do you do that if you have students that just like to screw around in class, just
barter or something.
Yeah,
just say like, okay, well if you do your work here, then like do all your work this week, then at the end of the week we can do something that's not horribly boring, that's more fun, that's more entertaining.
Yeah, because I think students like incentives. I went to a school where if you have not really a school but like you have a group of people, okay, no, in the house, like at home, let's, if you want your younger ones to do something, you can say, if you do this work, I'll give you maybe just something they like, maybe.
Yeah, you bribe them.
Yeah, you just bribe them or something, not really bribe, but like an incentive.
Well, the same basic mindset, yeah.
So they look forward to it, and then they work towards that.
Yeah, it makes sense, but like homework, it takes away from people's abilities to, like, personally, I have a job. And I'm not using it as an excuse, because I know that if I don't get good grades, then I can't have a job. But the problem is, because of homework, I can't get good grades at all. It's kind of a domino effect. You hit one, it could have, like, a greater effect farther along down the line. If you've got, like, personally, I like having a busy schedule. I like to act. I like to... hang out with friends. I like going to work and whatnot. I like personally like figuring out who I am, like getting all that out of the way and whatnot, so that I can focus in school. And granted, you ask anyone who I go to school with, that's kind of something that's royal and focused don't go in a sentence very well together. It's kind of an oxymoron, but it's just like without these things you can't, and with homework you can't do those things. So kind of, it's like you're offered an ultimatum. Either you can do good in school and go hang out with your friends and whatnot if you have good grades, but you don't have any time, or you can do bad and not get to go hang out with your friends anyway. It's a double-edged dagger. You just got to choose between the lesser of two evils.
What is it about homework that you don't like?
The invasion of privacy. Okay. The entire aspect of not being able to do what you wanted to.
No, like, I mean... let's say you have a paper to write or something. Like, what is it about? You know, like, okay, if I have an English paper to write or something.
Oh, my least favorite part of it?
Yeah. What you don't like about it?
Tediousness. I cannot stand things that are tedious. I've got a very low attention span.
Yes, those are horrible. And as we're talking about this, the one thing is not all teachers at our school assign homework, but those
that
do tend to give us the tedious, busy work that makes no sense.
Yeah, stuff that you should be doing in class so you can ask questions after your brain's been virtually deep fried.
Yeah.
And, like, not only do they assign tedious work, but they assign, like, a ton of it. Like, I mean, like, 50 problems.
There have been situations where, there's a situation where I've been in class, and the work that was assigned is allegedly all to be done in class, and what we are done with is what we take home. But there have been situations where the warm-up was 50 problems. That was supposed to be the warm-up.
Oh, I know which class you're talking about.
And it just kind of escalated to my brain, like, cramping right there at the thought of having to do that much work as a warm-up in 5 minutes, leaving me time to do everything else, when really only have time to do, like, two of the four things that were the four categories of things were supposed to be done in class.
Yeah, warm-up, classwork, group work, and homework.
Yeah.
No, warm-up, notes.
Oh, group notes.
Work and group work. Practice.
What do you think are some of the reasons teachers give homework?
Lack of standards. Low standards from places where they graduate would make it so that anybody can get a job teaching. And it turns into something where you really need to evaluate their teaching methods, see how effective they are, and then decide whether you want those people teaching your children. We personally have teachers right now that their teaching methods don't work for anybody.
Well, I think that's because, like, teachers are kind of like, you know, how kids will kind of behave like their parents. Teachers will teach the same way they were taught, even if it makes no sense whatsoever.
I mean, yeah.
They were able to make it out, so they assume everyone else is able to make it out.
That's why we need someone from the outside to just break that chain. Say, okay, I'm sorry, but we're either going to have to teach you in a different way, or you're going to have to find a different job. Sorry, but you got to go.
But then he will try to teach them the way that he's been taught.
Yeah, back to Hanani's question.
Oh.
Homework for a reason. Actually, in the past years, I've had math homework from my teachers, and it's been purposeful. Like, they'd teach us what we're supposed to do, and we'd get a weak grasp on it, and then we'd spend 30 minutes or so at home practicing it so we don't forget what we're doing. And it actually works.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, I also think it's, like, to reinforce the daily lessons, like, adding to what you're saying. Like, my dad was telling me about somebody who would learn, okay, whatever he was taught in class, he goes back home. Okay, they were in the hostel, like a boarding house. So later in the day, he goes to the library, and then he goes to the topic in the textbook and tries to solve, if it's maybe something like maths, like algebra or something, he tries to solve all the questions on that topic, and then do it over again. So even if he doesn't have assignments, he gives himself that assignment. And so when people have gone to the next class and forgotten about what they were taught in, for example, if they were in 9th grade and go to 10th grade, by the time they're in 10th grade, they have already forgotten what they learned in 9th grade. But somebody like that will remember because the person continually had assignments that he was giving himself. So he kept on learning it. So I think it's a way of reinforcing the daily lessons the teacher has been teaching.
I was just reading this thing in this article, The Myth About Homework, by Claudia Wallace. And I found a section at the bottom of the first page and top of the second, if you'll read that with me. It says, most of the increased reflects bigger loads for little kids. An academic study found that whereas students ages 6 to 8 did an average of 52 minutes of homework a week in 1981, they were toiling 128 minutes weekly by 1997. And that's before the No Child Left Behind law kicked in. An admittedly less scientific poll of parents conducted this year for AOL and the Associated Press found that elementary school students were averaging 78 minutes a night. That's elementary students. That's first through fifth.
Yeah, we're talking like 8-year-old kids here.
Yeah, that's like 70-something. It says roughly 78 minutes a night. Why would a little kid be expected to do 78 minutes of homework a night? I mean, they should be out playing and growing and learning just like gathering from experience, just learning what they want to be through experience.
I was completely unable to do work like that in the old days when I was,
old and yonder days.
Yeah. Back when I was all, back in the day, let's just say that.
Back in yonder year. It doesn't make very much sense to me why they would have a little kid doing that much work. And think of a little kid's doing 78 minutes of work a night. How much work are we doing? I know personally if I'm going to do all my homework for, say, 2 days, because now we've got the block schedule, it's kind of weird on me, but I used to, 5th through 8th grade, or 5th through 9th grade, I was doing, hours, at least 4 hours of homework a night. It was ridiculous. And granted, that's because I was a little bit unable to focus and whatnot. It's pretty intense that kids would be doing hours of work as opposed to minutes, for instance, or none.
We're going to open the phone lines now. The number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call. And would especially like to encourage the youth, their parents, and concerned friends in the listening audience. Please call in if you have questions or insights about homework. If you are in school or have children in school, does the homework seem a necessary part of education? Does it ever seem like busy work? Does homework ever get in the way of having a social life? Does it ever cause family arguments? If you have a regular job and work an 8-hour day, how would you feel about coming home and doing two more hours work? How would you use your evenings to further your education? What would happen if the time usually spent on homework were used to learn practical skills from adults? When students don't have homework, do they spend all their time watching television or using a computer or texting their friends? Does homework encourage or discourage self-motivated learning? Can you think of activities that students don't have time for because they have too much homework? If you're an adult, what are your recollections of homework? Did it seem to further your education or waste your time? What motivated you to study things on your own? If you're a teacher, would you please call in and tell us about your goals in assigning homework and what are the results? Please speak with us and the listening community about homework. We all need to hear each other's experiences and ideas about these subjects. The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be a part of this discussion. We would really like to hear from you. Your input is what community radio is all about. Where else can you have a public conversation with the youth in our county? Please call in 456-9991.
Well, straight from a nine.
Oh, caller, you're on air.
Hi there. Well, I went to school. I started school in Mendocino County, and it was absolutely a ton of busy work. It was a complete nightmare and just the absolute worst part of my day. Well, maybe second worst after public school. But I got a chance to go to 3 of the best schools in the country. They were amazing. We were expected to do 1 hour of homework for each class. So you were expected to do at minimum 6 hours a night of homework. Oh. And the difference was that, you were expected to read, say, the first 5 chapters of Jane Eyre, and you'd come in the next day, and the teacher would say, okay, so Jane Eyre, how was it different from Pride and Prejudice by the first 20 pages? How was the setting different? And it really, what you were doing is preparing for the next day's class. And then also for things like calculus, you can't learn it by sitting there and watching a bunch of people doing it. So you'd have to do, the 50 math problems. And they were like, talk about breaking your brain. Oh, my God.
So, I'm imagining you were pretty exhausted after that.
Oh, it was a nightmare. But at the same time, it was wonderful because we were expected to do really well. And I was a total Mendo County slacker. I did, you know, maybe 2-3 hours of homework a night, and people were just like, how are you not getting kicked out? how is it that you get to sleep and hang out because the rest of us are working?
Well, it sounds like you've got mad skills and a whole lot of luck.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was really intent on getting out of the system because I hated the schools so much, and they were just absolutely horrible. My daughter is now in first grade, and she had about an hour of homework a night. It was supposed to take an hour. Fortunately,
wow.
She's pretty bright, so she cruised through it. But I ended up taking her out of the school system and homeschooling her because I could teach her advanced math in just, you know, a few minutes rather than this horrible Saxon math packet. So I think what I just want to condense what I'm trying to say is that you guys are kind of right as saying that extra homework is the sign of a lazy teacher in Mendocino County. But when you really get to a good school, the homework has a purpose, and you're preparing for things and learning things, and it's exponentially harder, even though it's better. So just wanted to put in that 2 cents for you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I really agree with her on that, because like I've gone to a school where you the assignments you're given, when you come to school the next day, it helps you in class, because if you don't do it, you may not really understand what is really going on. Like, you hear people answering questions and everything, you just wonder, why didn't I do my assignments? So I really agree with her on that.
Yeah. Glad to see that somebody outside our age range agrees with me. Once again, please give us a call. Our number is 456-9991. 456-9991. We will be waiting by.
I'd like to ask a question.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh,
yes, I have a comment. As a parent, I just wanted to say I do believe that they do give the children way too much homework. I don't see why they can't. I'm not familiar with the whole school curriculum, but I don't see why they can't, at the end of the week, kind of give you an overview of homework, what's going on, because they do give so much homework to these children that they can't help out around the home. And that's what makes a home, is the whole family in general. And I don't even get to see my son, hardly. And I just wanted to say that I agree with you guys. I think they should calm down a little bit and all the homework they give you, and I think they should just do it at an end-of-the-week type of curriculum to send home, and so you make sure that you've learned something.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Have a good day. Yeah, that would definitely irk me if I had a kid and I never got to see him. I mean, that's what time outside of school is for, so that you can have a life and, like, visit with your family and build bonds and connections and just grow. What do you think, Anne?
I wanted to ask, a question. If you're a teacher out there, and would you please call in and tell us about your goals in assigning homework and what are the results?
Please tell us why you do this. Your reasons. We have to know them.
Caller, you on air.
Oh, hi. I forgot to turn my radio down. Just a sec.
No problem. Can you hear me now?
Sorry. I'm not a teacher, but I wanted to reflect that I had a daughter who was in the Waldorf school system when she was younger. And she did have homework. It wasn't every night, but the homework that she had was mainly projects that involved all kinds of skills, graphic skills, you know, storytelling, numbers might be involved, history, all wrapped up in one thing, rather than the fragmentation that I think happens with the busy work you're talking about. And I remember having a ton of that when I was a kid. And I learned to do it really well, but only some kids really take to memorizing that way and spewing it back. It wasn't a very good way of learning. And if my daughter had had more busy work, I'm sure she would have gotten discouraged and her motivation would have gone way down and her resistance gone up. So I just want to promote the idea that a holistic form of teaching could be much more helpful to kids. And also the immobility that you're subjected to in sitting at your desk.
Oh, yeah.
Each person seems awful for learning. And I just wanted to make those couple of points, and I'll listen to you on there.
No, thank you very much.
Sure.
I agree very much with that. The entire aspect of doing a little extra work for a project or something as opposed to doing homework every single night.
Yeah, it's just... I actually sometimes have fun on project-type homework, and definitely never on the main, just homework every day. And
Caller, you're on the air, by the way.
Hi there. Thanks for taking time out of your busy weekend to come and do service for the community. The purpose of homework for my classes is, and this is for English, is mostly for students to be prepared for the discussions regarding literature or writing that we need to have during the class time. And otherwise, the class would be consisting of students, everybody sitting reading silently, and there'd be no discussion or exchange of ideas. So I'm curious to know how, for an English class, you could conduct one without a certain degree of homework, maybe not hours and hours, but say for studying literature and writing, how do you do that without actually reading and writing? And I'll take your comments off the air. Thanks.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm assuming our last guest was a teacher, and she brings up valid points.
Yes, because I can't imagine an English class with just like silent reading, answering your questions, and everything. Just, I don't know. It's interesting to have, like, seminars and, you know, discussions in class. And so if the students don't read, I don't know what you'll be discussing about. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. But
in our English class, we seminar. And effectively what it is we'll sit in we'll get all the desks into a circle and then just effectively practice conversation skills and, like, debating and exchanging ideas and whatnot. And it's I got to say, it's a lot of fun, but it's I personally think it's very healthy.
Yeah, because, like, you learn to respect others' decisions and, you know, like...
Exactly.
Listen to others, wait for your turn to talk, and it's interesting.
And I apologize, Ken, I think I cut you off a minute ago. What were you finishing up saying?
Oh, well, since I forgot, so just continue.
Well, my apologies. Once again, give us a call. Our number is 456-9991. Please call in.
When students don't have homework, do they spend all their time watching television or using a computer or texting their friends? Does homework encourage or discourage self-motivated learning?
Yeah, I find that does happen with some students, but...
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a math teacher, and I'm really enjoying your show. I've listened to it previously, and I think what you're doing is a great thing. I have a question. Do any of you play music?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I try.
Do you practice your music?
I sing all the time.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. And guitar or ukulele or drums, anybody play an instrument?
Well, my brother does,
yes,
but the point is you have to practice to get better, right?
Yeah,
but that's like being in school.
Mm. Well, that's what homework's like, okay?
Yeah,
that's what sports are like when you go out and you're on a team and you're practicing.
Yeah,
you know, you're practicing baseball, you're practicing football plays, so you can, you know, do well when you have an opponent. And in school, I think that it's important to have some practice, maybe 20 minutes or a half hour a day, for each subject. If I know that there's a big project coming up in another class, I don't load up my class with homework. I try to make it manageable, and I try to give time in class for students to work as well. But what I notice, and you know, you can correct me if this doesn't apply to you, what I notice is a time management kind of an issue. Kids will come into my classroom and they might be there a few minutes early, or they just might be there right on time, and before I get class going, you know, the first 4 or 5 minutes, I might have kids asking me questions about other things. Students sit there and books are closed.
Yeah, that's all fine and great and all,
college,
but...
If you're going to college, time management is a really important thing. I'm always amazed that kids don't have their books open and they're at least reviewing what we talked about the day before or previewing what we're going to talk about that day. You know, 4 minutes, they could be reading a few pages of their book. So I think time management is a huge thing. I do know at home, I ask students all the time, I'm thinking, what happens when you go home to do homework? Do you head for the refrigerator, get the iPod out, the TV on? Do you have a quiet place to work? How many distractions are you managing?
Well, yeah, but then there's also the fact that, three things actually. One, like my friend's dying to say, is that when you're practicing or something, that's like being in school. That's you're learning how to do these things. You're trying to get it. And a game, that's like a project. Granted, you're going to take a little time out of your own time. You're going to do that. You're going to get it done. There's no other interruptions outside that. Granted, if you've got that as your hobby, sure, that's like people who really, really like studying and want to get ahead a lot. And then there's the aspect of when you get home, you don't exactly want to keep focusing on school. You want to kind of make it a different.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if you realize why high schools exist. Years ago, your age group used to work in factories. And your government passed a law that said, hey, let's get these kids in school.
Yeah.
Let's get them an education. There's a lot of countries, third world countries, where the kids are lucky to get through eighth grade. I've got ancestors in my family that only went to eighth grade. They're old. But that was the way it was. So,
yeah.
You know, the fact that you can get a free education is pretty darn nice. Now,
it's fantastic. But then it gets over to the fact that a free education is fantastic when you can, like, do it yourself and it's not forced on you.
Well, have you considered, say, independent study? No. I mean, if you really don't like the format of a public school or even a private school, there are options for kids, independent study, online classes. Some kids have the ability to work through that, and you know, you can be up at 2 o'clock in the morning on an online class sitting in your pajamas doing your work.
Yeah,
so
but
there are other formats besides the one that you seem to be funneled into and not happy with. But I think as far as just if you could envision yourself with no homework at all, could you go to school every day and be a part of the discussion or be a part of the vocabulary or the conversation that's happening in any of your classes, whether it's woodshop or it's English or it's AP calculus or it's science, because every class has a language of its own, you know. If you were just to study all math for 1 year and nothing else,
I would die.
Yeah, you might be pretty sick of it. So, you know, it's nice to break it up a little bit here and there. You got different choices, but I'm just trying to encourage you to stick with it. I know sometimes homework loads seem just unmanageable, but look at how you use your time. You know, take an honest look at that, too. And if it's really something that you can work on, it might be more manageable. How many of you are, I don't know how many are on your panel. I think there's three different voices I've heard.
No, four.
Four? Okay. How many of you are thinking about maybe college or trade school or something?
All of the above.
All of you?
Seriously.
Well, I mean, you're to be commended. That's a wonderful thing. But when you get to college, it's a rough road. Time-wise, you're going to be spending a lot of time not only just sitting in classes taking notes, but in the library. And, you know, a lot of things that you used to love to do, you just are hard-pressed to find time doing them. So, you know, keep an open mind. All I'm asking you is keep an open mind. I don't think teachers say, hey, I'm going to make a list of homework problems and I'm going to kill you. I'm going to make a list of homework problems and I'm going to spoil your life.
No. What happens is they think that, oh, this is a good idea. They'll get this all done in no time. And then what happens is they don't grasp on as soon as she thinks it is. Because when she did it, she grasped on and she's like, yeah, I got this. When everybody else is just like, I don't know what we're doing.
Well, there are students that truly, you know, have no trouble with getting lots of stuff done. They don't mind studying. There are other students that have, like you say, other lives. They have things they have to do at home. Maybe it's animals they have to take care of. Maybe it's home they have to help out with. Maybe they have a job, okay? You know, maybe they have sports after school. Your time is so fragmented as teenagers. And you're in that age group where you guys need more sleep than anybody else.
Yes.
So, yeah, it seems like you're getting, you know, hammered from all edges, from all sides. But all I'm hoping you do is don't give up. You know, find a way to make it work. Talk to your teachers. You know, if you are really, truly stressed over the homework load, talk to them. Just say, hey, instead of doing 10 problems, can I do 8? And that kind of thing.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know,
yeah, thank you for your opinion.
See if you can work it out. And good job on the show.
Thank you.
Grazie.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
You're listening to KZYX 90.7 FM Philo, KZYZ 91.5 FM Willetson, Ukiah, K201 HR 88.1 FM Fort Bragg. You're listening to You Speaks Out. We started up about 25 minutes late because of an error at the Philo studio. We will stay online for maybe 10 or 15 more minutes if there's call-ins. So if you want to join in this discussion, call 456-9991. Call in now or we'll end the show. Okay, cool.
Well, that was incredibly long.
She had a good point.
She did,
like, have a good point.
Yeah.
If you you can talk with your teacher, like your teachers, they're human beings, and they can reduce your assignments if they feel you cannot read it. Like, I have a teacher that always tells us she will not give us what she knows we cannot handle. So you can tell your teacher, and I'm sure your teachers are willing to be flexible.
Yeah, occasionally, though, you do get one of those teachers that's just got a really bad day and wants to make yours just the same, so try anything to ruin your day.
Actually, back to, like, the whole scheduling thing, is I've gotten this situation where there's a teacher that, when she assigns things, she assigns the entire week's work, and you don't have to do it all at once, but she shows you everything you have to do. And when flexibility is not an option with this, because I personally have this issue with if we're gonna set it up, it's going to stay that way.
And then she changes it
so often, it messes with my head and gives me so much grief.
I'm lucky to have pretty good teachers that this year alone who don't really do that. I don't think so. Sophomore year, not that lucky, but hey.
Once again, if anybody wants to call, please do.
Good show, and I disagree somewhat with the previous caller. I mean, I think that she's well-intentioned, but the reality is nobody who's a teacher knows what somebody's life is at home, and now people who want to go to college, as you all have mentioned, have got to do extra math. You've got extra math homework that's given to you by the state of California to come up with some extra money and do that math to figure out how you're even going to be able to go. I think there's a lot of stresses that are happening in this rapid-paced world of today that may not have come into play when some of the teachers who are assigning that homework had to deal with in their day. That maybe they assume that, just listen to your MP3 or iPod less, or maybe less video games, or something along those lines.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
They don't understand the reality of how much harder things are. Things have always been hard in different ways, but it seems to me that there's issues and impacts on lives today that when I was young, I didn't have to deal with. And maybe you could go into that a little bit. And good show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
I definitely understand where he's coming from.
Yes. He touches several very good points. I agree.
Yeah.
Once again, our number is 456-9991. Any callers are welcome.
Please call.
Please.
I have a large page of things I have to read if you don't. I'd rather talk a little bit more before we have to go.
Okay, well, you should start reading then.
Especially if there's teachers out there, because I would definitely like to understand what they have to talk about.
Yeah, we've...
Ah, caller, you're on the air.
I just want to say that I think that schoolwork should stay at school, and homework shouldn't be for work. It should just be stay home and have a good time. Thank you.
No thank problem. You. Thank you.
Amen to that, brother.
Seriously, right? Oh, fantastic. I definitely like hearing that from people.
That was great. But seriously, if there are any teachers out there listening, you really should call, because we've only got one side of the story, really.
Yeah, we very, very one-sided. We have all students here, and we need a teacher's voice on here, so pick up the phone.
Well, and dial 456-9991.
Oh, while we're waiting, I think the audience wants to hear you read, Royal.
I don't. Okay, never mind. I guess I do. Signing off, that's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Your host today have been me, Royal.
Hanani.
Kane.
And Justice.
Thanks to our callers. One of the purposes of this show is to involve the community in dialogue. So your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from Willett Studio. Youth Speaks Out is produced in cooperation with HALT, Healthy Activities for Laytonville Teens. HALT is a project designed by Laytonville's Healthy Start program. The project is creating many alternative activities for teens in our community. For more information, please contact Healthy Start 984-8089 or visit their website at www.laytonville.org/healthystart.html. Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162. Willits, California, area code, or zip code, 95490. Or through the website, www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the projects, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, and listen to many hours of previous programming in streaming audio. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who expressed them. Our next show will be on the last Sunday of June, the 27th, at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the end of next month.
Bye.
All right.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.